rate hikes could be back on the table. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That was the warning from the head of the Federal Reserve as they spoke before the Senate Banking Committee.
Interest rates could be going up again by more than a modest 0.25 percentage point. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the softening trends of the economy appear to have partly reversed in hiring, spending, factory production, and inflation.
The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
Powell also speaks to the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday. It's his last scheduled public remarks before the Fed's next meeting, March 21st and 22nd. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The news sent the markets tumbling. The Dow lost 574, the Nasdaq off 145, the S&P minus 62. The White House reacting after the bodies of two Americans who were kidnapped in Mexico were discovered by Mexican authorities.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen. We will continue to work closely with the Mexican government.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, two other Americans were found alive. They are being treated at a hospital in Brownsville, Texas. The four had traveled to Mexico so one of them could have a medical procedure and apparently got caught up in a dispute between rival cartels. A bipartisan group of senators backing a bill that would ban foreign technology like TikTok in the U.S.
I think we need to realize that at least in 2023, you know, national security goes well beyond tanks and guns and ships and planes. It really does go into who controls each of these technology domains.
The bill sponsor, Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia. Several states have banned the use of TikTok on state-owned devices over security concerns. America is listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ukraine has vowed to avenge the death of a prisoner of war it says was murdered by Russian soldiers after a graphic video was shared online.
He's been identified as Timofey Shadura, who went missing during fighting in the eastern city of Bakhmut. The 12-second video shows an apparently unarmed man in uniform with a Ukrainian insignia on his arm. He says, "Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine," before slumping to the ground as gunshots ring out. President Zelensky says the soldier acted bravely and was a hero. His foreign minister calling the video proof that the war is genocidal. There's been no comment from Russia. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
More than a million people have marched in cities and towns across France in a new round of protests against the government's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Canada investigating whether China interfered in its elections.
A special investigator will determine if there should be a public inquiry. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's having a Parliament National Security Committee examine classified information on the matter as well. The Globe and Mail cited unidentified intelligence sources reported last month that China preferred to see Trudeau's Liberals reelected in the 2021 election and worked to defeat conservative politicians considered unfriendly to Beijing. Opposition parties have been demanding a full public inquiry. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is taking her first steps toward fulfilling a campaign pledge to create discounted fares for low-income riders who rely on public transportation. A $5 million light item in Healey's proposed 2024 fiscal year budget will let the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority begin laying the groundwork for a means-tested fare program. The MBTA is already researching how much a reduced fare program would cost, how best to enroll eligible riders, and what mechanisms are needed to administer the program. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.